Thank you for calling XPO Logistics Escalation Line. My name is Nina. Let's read the notes. Give me one moment to pull your account up. Bear with me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have read the notes. It says that, and then I like to like reread what actually is on the count also. Hold one moment. See how I can help.
Okay.
And this is Miss Ariel Chavez.
Yes.
And you're in Glenland, Azusa.
Azusa, yes.
Okay. This is a CERTA delivery. It was scheduled for May 26th. Queen size one-sided mattress and a regular foundation. It says that it was.
Yes.
Let's see. I'm gonna see why I was put on hold. Today, unable to be located during loadout. We'll conduct a dock search. That was today.
Yes.
And it says that, did they say why it was going to take a week to hear back?
So
from
what? No. Well, I think, well, what the previous woman was telling me was that, yeah, it's going to take a week for them to get in contact with me.
What?
I don't really have.
No. A dock search is 24 hours. 24 to 48 hours. It's a dock search.
That's something like that. I may get the wording wrong, but.
I mean, she put it at the end of the week, and I'm like, what is going on? The end of the week.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, I can understand with, you know, the climate that we're in right now, but on my end, I mean, I don't know if it's your fault or if it's from CERTA's end, but I don't have a bed right now, and I received no courtesy call about, you know, anything being missing or misplaced or on hold or something like that, so now I'm going to have to sleep on the floor because I was expecting my delivery today.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize, and I understand what you're saying, but I know it's going to be less than a week, and if she's, putting grace period on it, we don't need that. We don't need any grace period, because dock searches are vitally important. What I'm going to do is I'll request that dock search, even though it was already requested. But I have to be formal about it and let them know to get back with you within 24 hours.
I
the
would
end
really
of the week, that's not acceptable for me.
Yeah. For me either. I'm trying to keep my cool because, you know, I understand things happen. But
And tears came to my eyes when I saw that. I'm like, a week? No.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do is send the market manager this update. Okay. Let him know that you say you're sleeping on the floor and doctors,
yeah.
We need the mattress. We need the mattress.
Yeah, and I was just like really excited for it. I got everything ready. And then I'm just, you know, time's going by. I emailed somebody, no response. So I've just been waiting on hold for a while, you know.
I do apologize. Oh, I've been very busy today, too. Very busy.
A lot of people ordered.
But I like being busy because the time goes by and I don't toot my own horn, but I love it when I help a customer. It's like
perfect.
It's good for me, you know, because.
Yeah. It makes it kind of feel like not like validating so much, but like you got this, you can do it.
I mean, you know, whatever's going on, we're going to find out what exactly is going on and resolve it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, what I'm doing is setting up for this message. May I place you on a brief hold while I do so? And then I'll come back.
Yeah,
right
no
back
problem.
With you.
Thank you. No problem.